This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Chiefs, Royals, Kansas State Wildcats as well. Fesco and Dusty, Wednesday poll question. Would you trade this year Travis Kelce for TJ Watt? Yes, no, hell no. 203 votes, 49.8 of you say yes.
49.8, so it's dropping a little bit, but still, nonetheless, it is divided.
Wow. And
I was telling you in break 10 years ago when I suggested the thought of, you know, potentially trading Travis Kelce, I was the town idiot. And now with 1 year left, potentially, in his last year, I was like, yeah, sure, trade him now. Not when we can get a lot back for him, but now exactly. He's got a year left. What the hell? I think, I really hope anyway, that the Tyreek Hill trade changed everybody's line of thinking to realize that you build your football team around Patrick Mahomes, you build your baseball team around Bobby Witt Jr., and everybody else is an expendable piece to the puzzle, and you figure it out from there. And that's the way you go about it. And once they traded Tyreek Hill and went to three straight Super Bowls winning two of them, I think people are like, oh, okay, Patrick Mahomes is pretty good. We just don't need Tyreek Hill around all the time. We can do it with anybody. And so you get the idea of, there's a lot of trade value out there. Let's trade him. Now, this is a fun poll. There's not a lot of trade value for Travis Kelce at this point in time. But I like the fact that people are coming around and going, yeah, sure, as long as we got Mahomes, let's go. Yep,
no doubt about it. Don't forget, in about 25 minutes, you'll have a chance to qualify for a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day this Sunday, as we do our famous fathers. We give you three clues. By the time we give you the third one, if you know it, call it Maccabee caller number
7.
There you go. Caller number 7, and you could qualify as a person who could be selected. We'll have 5 qualifiers. 2 have already gone, 3 more available, and then we will draw one name out of a hat, and that winner will be chosen to win a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee for Father's Day on Sunday. Okay. Before we get into one word with Mac Morey, we were told yesterday, was it via text line? Is that where we got this information? Because you said, because you've been to OTAs, you've already got movement. You'll be there again on Thursday at One Arrowhead Drive.
But
you said this is the most loaded or peak offensive room that Patrick Mahomes has ever had. Mm-hmm. And someone said, no, Mac, that's not true. Peak room was peak Tyreek Hill and peak Travis Kelce at the same time on the roster, a.k.a. 13-second game.
Yep.
What say you now?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of preference, right? If you want those two high-end, you know, machine-like weapons, that's fine. But behind them, there wasn't much, right? It was reliant on number 10 and number 87. And even then, it took 13 seconds and a miracle to get to the AFC Championship game that year. I want depth.
Yeah.
I want five or six options. I want a litany of guys in the field, and you have no idea where that football is going to go. It could be a pass. It could be a run. Two running backs in the backfield. Oh, no, there's a 4-2 speed, 4-4 speed in Brown, and oh, my gosh, we got the best yak receiver in the league right now in Rashee Rice other than maybe Deebo Samuel if he decides to play a full season.
Right.
So, yeah, give me depth. I think it's preference, but, yeah, give me three, you know, ones or twos at wide receiver, two tight ends, a couple of nice depth pieces over there in the receiver room, plus three running backs who can do something.
Well, there's a difference between depth and numbers, right? Like,
yes.
Like I think the Chiefs have had numbers in the past. I don't know that they've had depth at that wide receiver spot, really like legitimate depth. Yeah, Tyreek Hill was outstanding, best that's ever played the game in Kansas City at the wide receiver spot. There's no arguing that. But now, once you took him away and you had Travis, then who else did you really have in between? Now you've got guys that you can go all over the field with. And I guarantee you Patrick Mahomes is looking at this now going, okay, this is good, man. This is what I want. I've got many options. And when you're a quarterback, when you're a football team, hell, when you're any kind of sports team, you want as many options as you possibly can get. And not just options, good options. And that's where they have it right now. They've got good options. They've got Rashee Rice, who has proven that he can be a good receiver. Hollywood Brown has proven he can be a good receiver. Xavier Worthy has proven he can be a good receiver. Just those three guys alone give Patrick Mahomes more options than Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I'm not saying those guys are better than Tyreek Hill, but from an overall position group, this wide receiver group may be the best that Patrick Mahomes, and probably is the best that Patrick Mahomes has ever started a season with.
And this is my follow-up, Brad. Do you think Mahomes is more relaxed when he has two guys that he trusts more than anybody in the field that he knows at their peak athleticism, or when he's got a room full of dudes like he has this year?
I think Mahomes is going to be more relaxed based on the offensive line. I think that's ultimately going to put him at ease. If that left side of the line is good, then Mahomes doesn't care who's out there. He's going to be okay. I think it really does. Like, his frustrations, other than Kadrapius Toney, other than that, his frustrations have been with that offensive line. And I think if you take that frustration away from Patrick Mahomes, it opens everything else up.
Yeah, he's got a knack to create comfortability and chemistry with just about anyone. I feel like we saw immediate flashes of that just last season with him and Hollywood Brown. Of course, we saw Xavier Worthy and him be just a tick off for the first half of the season, and that kind of just shifted, and they got on the same page. So I think we'll see it this year, but I think he'd rather have depth. And I think you talk about the wide receiver depth. There's tight end depth, too, especially if Jared Wiley works out. And then if Preshard Smith is the rookie that these coaches and some of these people like, you know, Todd McShay or Field Yates or whoever it may be in the fantasy football and draft world think that he could be, they'll have three running backs who aren't too bad either.
Yeah, I know everybody was down yesterday because the Denver Broncos signed a washed-up guy whose name you recognized. And
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, right, a washed-up guy whose name you recognize. But the Chiefs have three really good running backs. You don't know their name. That doesn't mean they're not good. It doesn't mean they're not going to be better than what anybody else can offer out there. And when you have the mind of Andy Reid and the ability of Patrick Mahomes, I think those running backs are going to be a really, really big part of this offense this year.
Somebody says from a homeroom, let's see where to go. Do we have enough depth when we lose one of these main starters and Rashee Rice is out for at least 8 weeks for a suspension?
At least 8 weeks. Wow, 8-1-6.
When was the last time you saw somebody suspended for 8 weeks by the NFL?
8-1-6, man.
I mean, seriously, when was the last time you saw somebody suspended for 8 weeks by the National Football League?
Was it DeAndre Hopkins?
Was he suspended for 8 weeks? What was he suspended for?
He had some sort of like, he was like on like
PEDs or something,
right?
Yeah,
it was like, what was it? Like, it was like hamster steroids or something. It was something weird like that. Like, it was like a varmint steroid, like badger steroid. No, it wasn't badger milk. That's from the animal. Gosh, I forget what it was.
But
I think he got like 8 games. DeAndre Hopkins did.
Can somebody refresh my memory and tell me exactly what Rashee Rice did other than speed at this point in time that we know about officially, you know? Like
left the scene of an accident.
Yeah, I mean,
insubordination, caused injury, damage to several vehicles and injury to several human beings.
We'll see what
I'm just giving you points of what that will come up.
Because I quite honestly, it's been 2 years now. I've forgotten, you know, what Rashee Rice did, and maybe the NFL has as well. But I can't see an 8-game suspension for that. I'd be stunned if it's an 8-game suspension. I think four is a little bit much, maybe. I'm thinking maybe two, but again, I don't know how the NFL is going to work and how they're going to act. I've seen guys do other things that you probably a lot worse than what Rashee Rice did, not giving him a free pass, but got probably suspended for less. I mean, Leonard Little killed somebody. He was back playing.
Antonio Brown in 2020 is what I'm finding the most recent 8-game suspension.
Shocker.
Yeah.
In 2020?
2020.
That guy, yeah. What was for that? For taking his pants off?
Violating the personal conduct policy, including sending threatening text messages, yeah, dispute with a moving. Yeah.
Just being Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Being a complete. Yeah.
Like, okay. So stuff like that. Yeah. I just can't see in 8 games.
I don't. And let's, let's go with the texter, though. Let's say it's 8 games. Yes. I think that's what we're alluding to, is that they do have the depth.
Yeah. They do. They have the depth to recover. They didn't have him, Rashee Rice, for what, 14 games last year for the postseason and regular season combined? And they still went to the Super Bowl. So, I think they've got better depth this year just because Xavier Worthy is a year older. Hollywood Brown is expected to be healthy. Yep. Mm. And so you've got all of that going for
and
you.
Jalen Royals is going to be good.
And he's going to be good. But also, he's a rookie, so we can't put a lot of pressure on him. But we lost Rashee Rice last year, and we really didn't have anything else to turn to at that point in time because Hollywood Brown was already injured. Mm-hmm. Then Rashee Rice got injured. Oh, we got Xavier Worthy. He's barely seen an NFL game, let alone has any experience in his career in the NFL. You're asking a guy who's seen 2 games to go out there and now be your number one wide receiver. And then, you know, you've got, you know, the Watson guy or whoever that was for a while that was his, you know, number one target.
Watson, yes!
So, yeah, I think they're built to withstand an injury or a suspension because they were able to do it last year. They figured it out on the fly last year, too. This year, hopefully, maybe, they'll know when Rashee Rice is going to be suspended and for how long, and then they can really game plan for that. They had to work on the fly last year and still figured it out.
It feels like a Bucks Super Bowl loss sort of adjustment from Veach saying, okay, we had depth issues last season because of injuries. Yes, they were unprecedented, and you can't always account for that, but this year I'm going to. Here's Jalen Royals, Tyquan Thornton, good depth piece that used to be that was a first round pick not too long ago. Here's Breshard Smith, who's got 4.2 dynamite speed, 4.3 dynamite speed. Like he's getting ready for this. If Veach is prepared, I think there's a lot of depth now.
Yeah, there is, and they fixed the offensive line. Yes. Like I'm excited, man. I'm ready to go and see what this team's going to be about because I think they have an opportunity to put up some of the best numbers next to Mahomes' first season from an offensive standpoint this year. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch him throw that ball around the yard because there's so many options right now.
DeAndre Hopkins was 6 games for the Beaver steroids or whatever he was alluded to or linked to. 6 games suspended in 2022. That's where I think Rashee Rice lands, is 6 games.
God, I think that's too much. I think 4 is too much, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what Roger Goodell has to think about when he, you know, lost, 14 weeks last year with the knee injury. We'll see if that goes into play as well. But we don't know what we don't know. And when that comes up, we'll get into that. But no, I'm excited to see what he can do in this room because I always kind of go back to sometimes when you look at like the KU analogies with Bill Self, like sometimes he gets 6, you know, stud, like at least 4-star recruits. And you're like, oh man, there's 1 basketball, there's 6 guys. Okay, well, now there's 1 football and there's technically 5 guys to throw to.
Yeah, it always works itself out.
It does.
It always does.
And then we're talking about a Final Four, and then maybe we're talking about another AFC Championship game. Like, they rode the backs of this offense. You know, like, they really had Xavier Worthy step up in year 2. Rashee Rice out for a quarter of the season, came back. And Travis Kelce's been that leader all year long. And by God, the Chiefs are back in the AFC Championship, Jim. All right. Down to you guys on the field. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Well, we're talking Chiefs, and that's not the only team that's getting a lot of news covered. The NFL, it's back. Mandatory mini camps, veterans not showing up, drama galore, right?
Yep. Mm.
And that starts with Aaron Rodgers.
What did Rob Britton say yesterday on the IG page? You don't want to hear your team's name right now in the media?
That's exactly right.
No news is great news right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing coming out of Arrowhead. Literally nothing.
Good.
Yep. And they're the most watched team in the NFL, and they're just going about their business. You wonder why they're better than everybody else. They're adults.
Yeah, because they're not worried about if their quarterback got married in the offseason, which apparently Aaron Rodgers did. Well, listen to this.
Is that an
aura
ring or anything
else?
That
wedding
ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
One word on Aaron Rodgers being married now.
Bliss.
Congrats. I don't know what other information people wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You have your opinion on Aaron Rodgers, but what he does in his private life with his other person is what he does.
He found his person, man. Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, wasn't it like Timberlake and Alba got married on a private island and didn't tell anybody except like family?
People think Taylor and Travis got married. Did you see the wedding invitation to like, was the cousin's wedding or Taylor Lewan's wedding or somebody's wedding? And it said Taylor and Travis Kelce. So now everybody's jumping to the conclusion, Mats, that Taylor and Travis are married.
Yeah, I mean, good for Rogers, man. Settle down.
How pissed would TMZ be if Taylor and Travis were married and they didn't get wind of that?
They'd know.
Wow, nobody knew Aaron Rodgers got married.
They've got like the, what is it in Game of Thrones, the Lord of Whisperers? Or
yeah, they got the spies, the spiders in the walls for Lord Varys.
Yes, Lord Varys, yes.
I was on the Page Six sports page yesterday because of this Rodgers thing, and then you start to scroll down and everything is Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor, Travis and Taylor. I'm like, is this the Travis and Taylor page, or is this anybody else doing anything? So congrats to Aaron Rodgers, man. Hopefully it makes him a little bit more relaxed.
TMZ, Travis Mahomes and Zaylor.
AFC North, you know, they're excited to have Aaron Rodgers, and including Myles Garrett, who said that this is, I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard when asked about Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North. One word on Myles Garrett.
Awesome. He's got that graveyard for Halloween where he puts up the quarterback's names that he sacks and everything. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's fun. If you took it out of context, people thought he was talking smack. He kind of was, but he's got that Halloween graveyard in his front yard with all the quarterback tombstones. I love it. I think it's going to be good. Myles Garrett, go get him.
Ferocious? I mean, I'm sure that Myles Garrett needs no sort of, you know, juice to go get a quarterback, but why not go get Aaron Rodgers? You know, one of the best quarterbacks ever play the game. Get to put him on the headstone in your Halloween, you know, play yard. We'll see how that goes because Aaron Rodgers, not as mobile as he used to be. Myles Garrett, still a freak, dude. Like that guy.
Oh, yeah, don't get in his way. Oh, Travis Kelce for Myles Garrett?
Maybe. Yes. I think so.
Yes, exactly. you said quiet's good. The only team in the AFC North we're not hearing from is the Baltimore Ravens, which makes sense.
Oh, they adults.
Exactly. The most adult franchise. In that division, we go from the Steelers over to the Browns and now to the Bengals, where rookie Shamar Stewart's making headlines, still not practicing. He wants a deal like other former first-round picks for the Bengals have gotten. He doesn't want voids in the future of his contract. He was asked about by reporters about Trey Hendrickson, about a lot of stuff. We'll just listen to him. Here he is in the locker room yesterday.
And just know you're doing the right thing. Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17.5 sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that. But
par is the answer that I'm going to give, because that's par for the course with the Cincinnati Bengals. They know how to screw things up. And for those who aren't following this along, and it's a complicated matter, the Bengals are trying to basically change language in a contract where they don't have to pay the guy. They can void things out. It's never been done before in contracts. The Bengals are trying to change the way that they do business with his contract. He's going, I'm not doing it that way. The rest of the league is not doing it this way. Nope. I'm not doing it that way.
And you haven't done it this way.
You're just trying to make a start with me. Wait till the new collective bargaining agreement comes in place and then change it across the board. As of right now, I'm on his side. I am not on the Bengals' side at all in this one. He's smart for not going out there and signing that contract until the Bengals do it the right way. This is why you're a shoddy franchise.
I think it's new for me. I don't think I've ever seen a rookie do kind of stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I think they get a little juice from college with NIL deals and stuff like that. They kind of know how things work a little bit more. They're kind of more into the business side of things. It's new. I'm not really sure how I feel about it, because there's some people that say, hey, before you can start negotiating, why don't you actually take a step in the league first? To call out your GM that you just got drafted by is a little tough for me to hear. But I
didn't like that either. That was the only part I didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, like, but maybe that's not how they operate. You don't know how they operate, dude.
Yeah.
You just got drafted.
Yeah.
Well, he's heard probably all the rumors from everybody inside that locker room telling him, you're screwed, man. These guys are going to try to screw you. I mean, that's kind of the mindset. But this feels like the old days when, you know, rookies would hold out of camp forever and a day negotiating their contracts. Mm-hmm. And Sam Bradford got $50 million and they changed. These are slotted contracts. There should not be any negotiations at all. This is on the Bengals as a franchise, though. Every other franchise, I think, has all their guys signed that are their first-round draft picks. They're boilerplate contracts now. It's no longer Carl yelling in an elevator at an agent and all that kind of stuff. This is the way it is. It's a boilerplate contract that the Bengals are trying to screw with. They suck. They really do. They are just a deplorable, deplorable organization.
They may lose one of their best defensive player, and then they may not even be able to sign their first drafted defensive player.
And they just cut their leading tackler, fired their defensive. Uh-huh. It is a mess there in Cincinnati.
Zach Taylor over under 7.5 weeks.
Under. Did I say he was the one who may beat Daboll to the firing squad?
Be, yeah.
But I think Mike McDaniel he needs to be the leader in the clubhouse. I think right now Zach Taylor's probably up there as well. Not a lot coming out of the Giants, though. I mean, with that quarterback room, with Roman Anthony's cousin there, you got Russell Wilson, you got Jameis Winston, you got the new kid in Jackson Dart. You haven't heard a damn thing out of the Giants. They got Cam Scattaboo's waving to the camera, and that's about it.
That's good.
Is quieted with the Daboll rumors. Now, if they fall on their face, they're gone. But
we know that schedule. Yeah. It looks rough the first few weeks.
But, boy, I'm telling you, this Cincinnati and Miami thing, these look like two candidates you could put some money on, maybe make some dough with being the first guy fired this year.
And I heard from the Bengals locker room that veterans are backing him up.
That's right.
Saying, hey, man. You do what you do. You're doing the right
thing.
That's
why he knows what they do, because the veterans have all told him, this team stinks, man.
Yeah, this is, be careful. Watch your back.
They are. They're shoddy business owners there in Cincinnati. They're trying to do things in a shoddy way. And when you do it like that, then you get that reputation. That's why it's so important for our reputation here with Andy Reid to be great, because people love Andy Reid. They trust Andy Reid. I don't think people trust the Cincinnati Bengals as an organization. If all the veterans are going up to this rookie and congratulating him on doing this, you know where their heads are on this one. They're tired of being screwed over by that organization, and finally somebody's standing up to them.
Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals may not be the only ones pinching pennies. Here's Tyreek Hill.
Pennies? What's he going to do when they're out, when they're no longer there?
What's up, guys? This is Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. the Cheetah from the Miami Dolphins. If you need any special requests, birthdays, wedding anniversaries, retirements, whatever the case may be, if it's a big celebration, allow the Cheetah to be able to just be a part of that great moment. And I'm so honored if you choose me, man. So thank you guys so much. Fins up. I'm bringing the energy. Whatever video I'm doing, I'm bringing the energy always. This is me in a nutshell. Cheetah, love you guys. Thank you.
It was him on Cameo, pushing his Cameo.
Right, with 34% discount, I think. Who knew that Cameo still existed, first of all? And second of all, the one word that I'm going to use, broke. This guy's clearly broke and needs every dollar he can get for them 13 kids. Because if you're on X or social media promoting your Cameo when you're making 20 some million dollars a year, yikes. Broke is the only word that I can use.
Desperate. I don't need Tyreek Hill to tell me happy retirement. It just need to be said. Tell your boss a kiss. Peace. Thanks, Tyreek. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
Cheetah.
What would you do if you got a video from Tyreek Hill wishing you happy retirement?
I don't know.
This
man.
Is what you got me?
My one word's kind of just sad.
Yeah. It
made me sad. It's like, damn, man.
We're going to see this career really take a turn, man.
We're seeing this now while he's playing, while he's got $100 million contract.
It's going to be very entertaining when he's done playing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Who's that guy over there trying to, you know, sell a Super Bowl ring in cleats? Yeah. Oh, that's Tyreek Hill. At one time, he was really good.
I know this guy at my door, and he's trying to sell me this new product. He swears it's not a pyramid scheme. Could have sworn it looked like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That's said, like horseradish.
Shit, no soliciting. He took off down the street like 4-3. Got to be him.
Yeah, he was running fast, man. But it's sad. It really is. Like, you're out there schlepping cameos, man. What is this, 2019?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.